Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Have you ever felt a hunger for something more than just survival? Do you yearn for a life filled with purpose, abundance, and unshakable peace? Today, I will explore a transformative journey through the depths of Psalm 23. This ancient text is far more than comforting words. It's a revolutionary manifesto for living life to the fullest. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine a shepherd guiding his flock through lush pastures and still waters, ensuring they have everything they need to thrive. Just as the shepherd cares for his sheep, God tends to our needs, leading us to a life of fulfillment and peace. This psalm is not just a poetic expression, but a spiritual roadmap leading us to a life of profound fulfillment and fearless faith. My dear friends, Psalm 23 is not about passive comfort. It's about active transformation. It's about moving from a life of scarcity to one of abundance. From fear to courage, from aimless wandering to purposeful living, this psalm challenges us to see ourselves and our circumstances through God's eyes, inviting us to step into a reality where His presence changes everything. The truths we'll uncover will have the power to revolutionize how you face every challenge, how you pursue your dreams, and how you understand your place in God's grand plan. Let's keep in mind the words of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, as we begin. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is the essence of what we're about to explore, the transformative power of God's presence in our lives. Let's begin our journey through Psalm 23, verse by verse, and uncover the life-changing truths and hidden wisdom that apply to our modern lives. First, let us explore the divine shepherd's provision. Psalm 23, verse 1 declares, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." These opening words set the foundation for the entire psalm. They present a powerful truth that can revolutionize our perspective on life. My friends, consider the implications of this statement. The creator of the universe, the all-powerful God, chooses to be our shepherd. This isn't a distant, uncaring God, but a personal, attentive caregiver who commits to meeting our every need. When we truly grasp this truth, it transforms our approach to life's challenges. We no longer need to live in a state of constant want or worry. Our shepherd is not just capable of providing, he is committed to doing so. This assurance can free us from the anxiety that often plagues our minds. Think about the role of a shepherd. They guide, protect, and provide for their flock. They're intimately involved in every aspect of their sheep's lives. In the same way, God is intimately involved in every aspect of our lives. He's not a distant observer, but an active participant in our daily experiences. The phrase, "I shall not want," doesn't mean we'll never experience desire or need. Rather, it means that in God, we have everything we truly need for a fulfilled life. This truth challenges us to shift our focus from what we lack to what we have in Christ. It invites us to trust in God's provision, even when circumstances seem dire. My dear friends, how would your life change if you truly believed that the Lord your shepherd will meet all your needs? Verse 2 continues, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Here, we see the shepherd actively creating an environment of peace and abundance for his sheep. Green pastures represent provision, not just survival, but thriving. Still waters speak of peace and refreshment. Notice the active language. He makes me lie down. He leads me. Our shepherd doesn't just point the way. He guides us there himself. This verse paints a picture of rest and refreshment in a world that often feels chaotic and draining. God provides spaces of peace and restoration. But my friends, we must be willing to follow where He leads. Sometimes, we resist the rest God offers, driven by our own anxiety or ambition. Yet this verse reminds us that rest is not laziness. It's a gift from God, essential for our well-being and productivity. The still waters represent more than physical refreshment. They symbolize the inner peace that comes from trusting in God's care. In John 7, verse 38, Jesus says, He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This living water is the peace and joy that flow from a life surrendered to God's shepherding care. My dear friends, are you allowing God to lead you to these places of provision and peace? Or are you striving in your own strength, missing the rest He offers? Verse 3 adds another dimension to God's shepherding care. It says, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Here we see that our shepherd is concerned not just with our physical needs, but with our spiritual well-being. The restoration of the soul speaks to inner healing, renewal, and transformation. It's about mending what's broken within us. My friends, we all carry wounds, regrets, and burdens that weigh down our souls. But our shepherd is in the business of restoration. No matter how far we've strayed or how deeply we've been hurt, God's restorative power can make us whole again. But notice this restoration has a purpose. He leads us in paths of righteousness, not for our glory, but for His name's sake. This reminds us that our lives have a greater purpose. We're called to reflect God's character, to be living testimonies of His goodness and grace. The phrase, for His name's sake, emphasizes that God's reputation is at stake in how He cares for us. He is faithful to His promises because that's who He is. This should give us great confidence. God's care for us isn't based on our performance, but on His character and His commitment to His own name. My dear friends, are you allowing God to restore your soul? Are you walking in the paths of righteousness He's laid out for you? These first three verses of Psalm 23 paint a beautiful picture of God's provision, peace, and restorative power. They challenge us to trust Him more fully, to rest in His care, and to walk in the purpose He set for our lives. As we reflect on these truths, let's remember the words of Philippians 4, verses 19 to 20. And my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, to our God and Father, be glory forever and ever. Amen. Our shepherd is not limited by earthly resources. He has infinite riches in glory, and he's committed to meeting our every need. My friends, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect. How can you more fully embrace God's shepherding care in your life? Are there areas where you've been striving in your own strength, missing the rest and provision God offers? Let's allow these powerful truths to sink deep into our hearts, transforming how we view God, ourselves, and the challenges we face. Let us now explore the concept of walking through the valley. Psalm 23, verse 4, introduces a shift in tone. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. My friends, this verse acknowledges a reality we often try to ignore. Life isn't always green pastures and still waters. There are valleys in our journey, dark and foreboding places that can fill us with fear and doubt. But notice the psalmist's response to these valleys. It's not denial or despair, but a bold declaration of fearlessness. This courage doesn't come from self-confidence or positive thinking. It's rooted in a profound truth. For you are with me. In the darkest valleys of life, we're not alone. Our shepherd doesn't abandon us when times get tough. He walks with us through every shadow. The Hebrew word for walk here implies a steady, continuous movement. We're not meant to set up camp in the valley, but to walk through it. My dear friends, are you currently in a valley? Remember, it's not your final destination. Keep walking, for your shepherd is with you. The rod and staff mentioned here are tools of the shepherd's trade. The rod was used for protection against predators, while the staff for guiding the sheep. These symbols remind us that God not only comforts us in difficult times, but actively protects and guides us through them. In Isaiah 43, verse 2, God promises, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." This echoes the truth of Psalm 23. God's presence doesn't guarantee we'll avoid troubles, but it assures us we'll overcome them. My friends, how would your approach to difficulties change if you truly believed God was walking through them with you? Verse 5 continues with an unexpected image. The scripture tells us, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." Picture this scene. In the midst of hostile territory, surrounded by enemies, God sets a feast. This is not just survival. It's abundance in the face of adversity. It's thriving where others might expect us to merely endure. The anointing of oil represents honor and blessing. God doesn't just provide for our needs. He honors us, treating us as cherished guests at his table. My friends, do you feel besieged by problems, surrounded by challenges? God wants to prepare a table for you right there. He wants to demonstrate his power by blessing you in ways your circumstances say should be impossible. The overflowing cup speaks of abundance beyond our needs. God's provision isn't meager or barely sufficient. It's lavish and overflowing. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. This abundance isn't just about material blessings. It's about a richness of peace, joy, and purpose that transcends our circumstances. My dear friends, are you experiencing this abundance? Or have you settled for less, thinking that's all you can expect in your current situation? Verse 6 concludes the psalm with a powerful affirmation. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word surely expresses certainty. This isn't a hope or a wish, but a confident expectation. Goodness and mercy aren't occasional visitors in our lives. They're constant companions. They follow us, pursuing us with God's relentless love. My friends, even on your worst days, when you feel you've failed or fallen short, God's goodness and mercy are still chasing after you. The promise to dwell in the house of the Lord forever speaks of intimate, continuous fellowship with God. This isn't just a future hope, but a present reality. We can experience the warmth of God's presence every day of our lives. In Ephesians 2, verse 19, Paul writes, "Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." As believers, we're not outsiders hoping to gain access to God's house. We're family members with the right to dwell there permanently. My dear friend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Are you living in the reality of this promise? Are you experiencing daily fellowship with God, or does he feel distant? This concluding verse of Psalm 23 invites us to a life of constant communion with God, marked by his goodness and unfailing love. It challenges us to live with the confidence of those who know they are eternally secure in God's care. As we reflect on these powerful truths, let's remember the words of Romans 8, verse 38. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can separate us from God's love, not the darkest valley, not our fiercest enemies, not even our own failures. My friends, I urge you to embrace these truths. Let them transform your perspective on your current challenges. Whether you're in a season of abundance or walking through a valley, remember that your shepherd is with you, providing, protecting, and pursuing you with his love. How can you live today in light of these promises? Let's allow the truths of Psalm 23 to not only comfort us, but also propel us into purposeful, abundant living. And let us now turn our attention to living in the shepherd's care. My friends, let's reflect on how the timeless truths of Psalm 23 can transform our daily lives. This psalm isn't just a beautiful piece of poetry. It's a practical guide for living in God's presence and provision. When we think about the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," we see a declaration that challenges us to shift our perspective on life's challenges. When we truly believe God is our shepherd, We approach difficulties with confidence rather than fear. We begin to see our needs not as burdens, but as opportunities for God to demonstrate His faithfulness. My dear friends, are you living with this level of trust in God's provision? Remember, our shepherd leads us to green pastures and still waters. These represent not just physical provision, but spiritual nourishment and peace. In our fast-paced world, the truth is, we often neglect our spiritual well-being. We rush from one task to another, rarely pausing to rest in God's presence. But our shepherd invites us to lie down, to be still, to drink deeply from His living waters. Jesus extends this invitation in Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My friends, are you taking time to rest in God's presence? As we learned, even in the darkest valleys, our shepherd is with us. This truth doesn't just comfort us. It empowers us to face life's challenges with courage. We can walk through difficult seasons, knowing we're not alone. Our shepherd's rod and staff, his protection and guidance, are always with us. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8, Paul describes this reality. It says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." My dear friends, how would your approach to difficulties change if you truly embraced God's constant presence? Remember, our shepherd doesn't just help us survive the valleys. He prepares a feast for us in the presence of our enemies. This powerful image reminds us that God's blessings aren't limited by our circumstances. He can provide abundance even in the midst of adversity. He can give us joy even in seasons of sorrow, peace even in times of turmoil. The Apostle James encourages us to embrace this perspective in James 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. My friends, are you allowing God to bless you even in challenging seasons? Our shepherd anoints our head with oil, treating us as honored guests at His table. This reminds us of our value in God's eyes. We're not just sheep in His flock, we're cherished children in His family. Paul beautifully expresses this truth in Romans 8, verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. My dear friends, do you see yourself as God sees you? In Psalm 23, we're reminded that goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. This isn't a promise of an easy life, but of a life infused with God's presence and grace. Even in our failures and shortcomings, God's mercy pursues us. Even in our darkest moments, His goodness surrounds us. My friends, I challenge you to live each day in the light of these truths. Let the reality of God's shepherding care transform how you face challenges, how you receive blessings, and how you view yourself. Remember, you are deeply loved, continuously guided, and abundantly provided for by the Good Shepherd. In John 10, verse 14, Jesus declares, "I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own." My dear friends, our Shepherd knows us intimately and loves us completely. Let's respond by knowing Him more deeply, trusting Him more fully, and following Him more closely. As you go from here, may you walk in the confidence of the Shepherd's care. May you face each day knowing that goodness and mercy are following you. and may you live in the joyful anticipation of dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Let the truths of Psalm 23 not just comfort you, but transform you. Allow them to shape your thoughts, guide your decisions, and inspire your actions. For in doing so, you'll experience the abundant life our Good Shepherd came to give. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Sovereign Lord and Creator of all, I stand in awe of your majesty and power. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who holds the universe in your hands. Your glory fills the heavens, and your love reaches to the ends of the earth. Almighty God, your wisdom surpasses all understanding. Your love knows no bounds, and your mercy endures forever. I praise you for your unfailing faithfulness and for your steadfast love that never ceases. Lord, I thank you for being my good shepherd, for guiding me with your perfect wisdom and unwavering love. I'm grateful for your provision, for the green pastures and still waters that you lead me to. Thank you for your rod and staff that comfort me, and for your protection in the darkest valleys. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace seeking your forgiveness. I acknowledge my sins and shortcomings, knowing that I have fallen short of your glory. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I've strayed from your path, for the moments I've doubted your care. Lord, I ask for your mercy and grace to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me. Lord, I pray that you would deepen my trust in you as my shepherd. I am grateful that I shall not want, for you will supply all my needs. Teach me to rest in your presence, to find nourishment in your word. Give me the courage to walk through valleys, knowing you are with me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I rebuke every spirit of fear and anxiety, for you have not given me a spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of lack and scarcity, for you are my abundant provider. Lord, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Anoint my head with the oil of your favor and blessing. Let your goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I pray for healing in every area of my life, body, mind, and spirit. Heal my relationships, my finances, my dreams, and my purpose. I rebuke every attack of the enemy in the form of sickness, discord, lack, and despair. Protect me from evil. Guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Surround me with your hedge of protection. Let no harm come near me. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you. May they also experience your shepherding care, your provision, and your protection. Let your goodness and mercy follow them, and may they dwell in your house forever. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other, claiming your promises together. May we all experience the depth of your love as our Good Shepherd. Lead us to green pastures and still waters. Refresh our souls in your presence. We declare victory over every challenge, for you are with us. Lord, we thank you for the healing we have received for our bodies, minds, and spirits. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who guides us on paths of righteousness. Protect us from all evil, and lead us away from temptation. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer. I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneylines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.